You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to That Exercise Appointment You Simply Cannot Afford to Miss. My name is Rakesh, this is Money Control, and we will be taking a morning walk down Dalal Street.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
It is the 6th of November, a Tuesday, and what we'll be looking at first is what happened on Dalal Street on Monday, the 5th of November. It was a day of consolidation after a blockbuster rally seen last week when both Sensex and Nifty saw a rally of about 5% each. The S&P BSE Sensex closed below its crucial level of 35,000, while Nifty slipped below 10,550. The S&P BSE Sensex closed 60 points down at 34,950, while the Nifty 50 closed 29 points down at 10,524. Technically speaking, 10,440 will act as a crucial resistance level for the index, while on the upside, 10,600 will act as a stiff resistance level for the index. Among the sectors, the BSE Realty Index rose as much as 1.5%, followed by the Metal Index, which was up 0.15%, and Banking Index gained 0.12%. On the losing front, BSE Power Index was down 1.6%, followed by the Pharma Index and Consumer Durable Index, which was down 0.5%. The consolidation was visible in the broader market as well. The outlook remains positive from a short-term perspective, though there are a couple of hurdles lying ahead in the range of 10,600 to 10,710. Once these barriers are taken out, then the Nifty can stretch towards 11,000 to 11,140, according to experts. Well, the big news today is also going to come from the earnings front. As many as 46 companies are scheduled to report their results for the quarter ended September, and that includes big names like Camlin Fine, Balmer Lawry, Graphite India, JK Industries, Dr. Lal Patlabs, Manappuram Finance, Voltas, among others. Voltas, PAT is likely to fall by 2.5% year-on-year to 93 crore rupees. What is the technical view trying to tell us? The Nifty 50 slipped below its crucial support placed at 10,550 to form a hanging man kind of pattern on the daily charts. Crucial support for the index is placed at 10,440 and below that at 10,200 levels, while on the upside, Nifty 50 is likely to face stiff resistance at 10,600 to 10,700 levels, according to experts. Maximum call OI placed at 11,000 and 10,800, maximum put OI placed at 10,000 and 10,200. Let's take a quick look at some stocks that made all the news yesterday on Dalal Street. SBI, which reported results for the September quarter, returned to profitability after four quarters helped by a one-time gain and lower provisions. The net profit fell 40% year-on-year to 945 crore rupees. The stock jumped 3.4%. Tata Consultancy Services, that is TCS, needs to offer a good explanation for why engineers hired at its American outposts are 13 times as likely to be fired if they are not South Asian. Pharma firm Unichem Laboratories announced that the company has entered into an agreement to acquire 20% equity stake in the API and intermediate business of Hyderabad-based Optimus Group. And finally, some news you can use. We spoke to HDFC Securities, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. Today, it's going to be all buy calls. Sterlite Technologies has a buy call. Last trading price of 364 rupees. Target we're looking at is 420 rupees. Don't be fooled. Stop loss at 340 rupees. Return of 14%. Torrent Power Limited has a buy call as well. LTP of 265 rupees. Target 290. That is 290 rupees. Stop loss 248 rupees for return of 9%. And finally, Coromandel International Limited has a buy call as well. LTP of 430 rupees. That is 430. Zero target of 475 rupees, stop loss 405 rupees for return of 10%. Sterlite Technologies, Torrent Power and Coromandel International all have buy calls. Well, it's Diwali week. Hopefully you've been celebrating appropriately, inappropriately, etc. And hopefully the stock market will also add to those celebrations. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.